too scared to walk across the log. What if I fall and the rope doesn't catch me?
You have to have faith that the rope will protect you, just like you have faith in God. Have you ever been to a high ropes course? It's a ton of fun, and it's what our story's about right here on Keys for Kids. You know, about a month ago, I went on a high ropes course with some friends, and before we even started, we had to be clipped into a safety rope. That way, if we slipped and fell, the rope would catch us. Is God your safety rope? What I mean is, when you have to do something scary, do you trust Him to take care of you? If not, listen to one of my favorite Bible verses found in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. It says, "Do not be afraid. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Our story today is called The Safety Rope. Gabriella's heart pounded as she looked down at her brother. He looked very small from her perch among the treetops. "You can do it," he called up to her. "Easy for you to say, Adrian. You're not standing on a log 30 feet in the air." It was her first time on the high ropes course at her church retreat, and she was supposed to walk across the log like a balance beam. Gabriella looked at her father below. "Are you sure the rope will catch me if I fall?" "Absolutely," Dad said. Gabriella tugged one more time on the safety rope attached to the body harness she wore. She tensed, getting ready to take the first step. "You can do it," she told herself. "If you fall, the rope will catch you. Just walk out there." She took a deep breath and inched out onto the log. First one tiny step, then another, and another, and soon she was all the way across. "Great job," Dad called. "Now I'll lower you to the ground." "You're sure the rope will hold me?" Gabriella asked. "Yes, trust me," Dad called back. "Just lean out a little, and you'll feel it start to pick you up." Gabriella did as directed, and she gasped with relief when she felt her harness tighten around her waist. She let her feet leave the platform and slowly descended to the ground. "Was that fun?" Adrian asked as Dad unclipped the rope from Gabriella's harness. "Yeah, I was so scared up there, though. I knew the rope was attached to me, but I couldn't feel it. I felt a lot safer after I was off the log and the rope caught me." "You know," Dad said, "the rope wasn't holding you only when you felt it. It was holding you the entire time." He smiled. "That makes me think of Jesus." "You mean because sometimes when life is tough, it feels like He's not even there?" Gabriella asked. Dad nodded. "But whether it feels like it or not, Jesus is with us all the time, holding us up and taking care of us. He saved us, and He won't ever let go of us." "So, will you go up and walk the log again?" Adrian asked. Gabriella smiled. "Yeah, I'll do it again." So how about you? Are there times in your life when you don't feel like God is with you? When tough things happen or it seems like God isn't answering your prayers, do you start to wonder if He even cares? If you know Jesus as your Savior, He will never, ever leave you. He gave His word that He'll always be with you. So instead of relying on your feelings, trust Him. Even if it doesn't feel like He's there, He's still taking care of you. Our key verse is found in the Old Testament book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9. It says,
"Do not be afraid. Your Lord your God is with you wherever you go."
And our key thought for the day, Jesus is always with you. If you ever have a question about God or anything else, you can send those to me and I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, your question could be featured in the next Keys for Kids print devotional. Send your questions to keysforkids.org/azac. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.